Are you on top of your career professionally, but not on top of your health? If the answer is yes, the Executive Fitness and Health Podcast is ideal for you. You'll be empowered to increase your health, fitness and happiness, no matter how busy your schedule is. You will receive tips on how to incorporate stress reduction, exercise and healthy eating whilst traveling, entertaining clients or during office parties so that you can lead a healthier and happier life. Here's your host and producer, Gerald Smith.
My name is Gerald Smith, and this is the Executive Health and Fitness Podcast. This is episode 17, and in today's podcast, we're going to be talking about Christmas. More specifically, we're going to be talking about healthy eating tips to avoid overeating over the Christmas period and avoiding those Christmas treats, which we all kind of look forward to, but when you're on a diet, may not be the most productive thing if you're trying to lose weight and trying to get the physique that you've always wanted. So Christmas obviously arrives very quickly, and during Christmas we have loads of social gatherings, parties, there's dancing, you know, we're swapping presents, and we generally try to, it's generally accepted that we indulge with Christmas treats over this period. So you're normally bombarded with Christmas food, not to mention little snacks, treats that'll be available almost everywhere, including in your office. So there's no doubt that this time of year, you're going to be overwhelmed with treats, and there's going to be times when you start questioning whether one or two possibly couldn't hurt you. Now, you may suffer in silence, or you may be tempted at every turn. So what are you supposed to do during this period? Well, obviously you want to try to avoid self-destruction if you've been on your diet for a long, long time. And, you know, after working so hard for so long, once Christmas comes along and, you know, everyone just thinks, you know, there's treats and why not just have them? But when you're thinking about your fitness goals, you have to try and forget the immediate self-gratification that you're going to get, those small instant pleasures, if you like. You know, your body now has become trained to adapt and get used to a clean diet. So anything full of sugar or saturated fats, it's not going to make you feel good. In fact, it's going to give you the opposite effect. You know, you're going to find that your stomach's going to feel upset. You're going to feel a bit queasy, maybe even slightly ill. So, you know, obviously try to avoid those sugar and fat loaded foods so that you feel better overall. Now, this urge isn't going to go away to eat these foods, but just think logically. Don't try and justify your actions to eat these small treats. You know, remember all the hard work, all the hard sessions you've done in the gym, all the consecutive days, consecutive weeks that you've put together of eating your clean diet. You also have to question, do you really want to sacrifice all this hard work? Because it's a lot of effort. And sometimes once you just break it once, you give in, you just totally give in and you just relapse and you just keep breaking and breaking and breaking that diet. Now, just to counter it, I mean, I'm also going to try to talk about the positive side, because there is something good about maybe eating unhealthy foods. And you know, you've probably heard the term, you only live once. And you know, it's something that's thrown around all the time, but remember, we just want satisfaction in moderation. There's something called the 80-20 rule, which says that you can eat healthy 80% of the time and allow yourself 20% junk. And it depends how disciplined you are, because some people, once they have that one meal and they get that 20%, it turns to 30, 40, 50%. It all depends on you. But, you know, taste is a privilege, and we do obviously possess it, and it enables us to enjoy different foods. But as I said, it's just about that moderation. Now, do you ever notice that your favorite foods don't quite taste as good after eating a whole pack, for instance. I mean, the thing is, however, that obsessing over your weight and controlling your diet to an obsessed degree, if you like, this can also lead to some psychological eating disorders and psychological issues. So we don't want to get too obsessed with eating. We want to be strict. And again, it depends on personality, but sometimes it's not as just simple as just denying yourself all the treats and never indulging once in a while. Sometimes it can improve your sanity, and it may not always be detrimental to your mission if you have one or two treats or have a cheat day every once in a while. Remember, you do have that buffer, that 20% buffer to allow yourself to eat. But the important thing to remember is having the willpower to stop and continue on that same track. So what I mean by this is that if you do decide that you're going to eat that 20%, make sure you just stay within that limit. Just actually factor that in to your week and plan the day that you're actually going to break the diet. So you're going to say, perhaps Saturday, I'm going to allow myself 3 cheat meals and just stick to it. Once Saturday finishes and Sunday comes back around, that's it, it's over. Just try and get in. It's a case of discipline. And by now, if you've been doing your clean eating for a few weeks, it should feel a lot more easier. So it may help you to stay sane. Now, you may end up giving in and having some treats, or you might stay strong, just the same. But what you need to keep in mind is avoiding both ends of the line. Extremes can drive you insane, and after a few weeks you may just give up. But if you do decide to have a little bit of food and a little bit of, if you like, stray away from your clean eating for a couple of cheap meals, try not to overindulge. A Christmas stack at the office doesn't mean eating 5,000 calories in one session. Have some self-restraint. The same applies to all your workouts and sessions. Don't punish yourself because you had a little snack. Yet don't avoid training because you feel like crap. Everything's about balance. I'll leave it to you to decide what's going to work best for you. Everyone is slightly different. Some people are able to, I've worked with clients where they're able to be really good Monday through to Saturday, and they just have that one day where they just cheat and they can go back to eating very, very easily, and they've gotten that discipline and it's worked really well and the weight's come off. Whereas other people, they just kind of need to keep that momentum going. And I can't tell you which one is right for you. If you're listening to this podcast, I don't know your personality type. I do think every once in a while it's okay to have the odds, to have the odd cheat day and have the odd cheat meal. The point I'm making is just don't overindulge. Don't go crazy. Don't have 10,000 calories in one sitting. Obviously, that's not going to do you any good. But a few little cheat meals here and there won't be the end of the world. So just bear that in mind and just really give it some thought as to how you're going to really approach this period now. Because obviously, Christmas is just under 2 weeks away, and I want everyone who's listening to this podcast to enjoy their Christmas time and spend time with family, have some fun, get some nice presents, and just use this time to be around family and just to recharge your batteries. But hopefully this, everything I said in this podcast has helped, and I'll leave it to you to decide what's going to work best for you. Whether you're going to have a few cheat meals or if you're just going to be try and be really, really strict and not break your diet at all because of the momentum you built. So I'll leave that to you to decide, and I hope you've enjoyed this podcast, and hopefully I'll see you on the next one. Take care.
Thanks again for listening to the Executive Fitness and Health Podcast. If you feel that this podcast is adding value to your health and to your life, then please subscribe and rate the show on iTunes. You can contact me with your questions, problems, or concerns at slimmer fitterstronger@gmail.com. Have a fantastic and productive week.